Today's question, very interesting question, touches an interesting subject, comes from Bhakta Nicholas. And he said, I've heard yesterday in class that while dominating India, the British people changed the Purana, the Bhavishya Purana, about Lord Jesus Christ's existence in the Holy Scriptures. I understand that they do like that, but is it true that Lord Jesus Christ's life is summarized in another Purana, the Isha Purana? Anyway, his question is, did they insert or interpolate into the Vivashya Purana the existence of Jesus Christ, and is there a Isha Purana? I say this is an interesting topic because it certainly touches all devotees who get into reading all kinds of other books, and it's a relevant issue in our day and age when so many books are being published, translated under the title of Vedic literature. And the concept of interpolation is in itself an interesting one. Interpolation is when passages are placed, interpolated into a text, or when passages are taken out of a text. Well, it's not interpolation, but it's a similar type of thing. Or when texts themselves are actually written and composed. And the subject is discussed from both sides of the spectrum. One side by the strict followers of the Vedas, or those who consider themselves strict followers of the Vedas, in that they say that there are many texts which have been tampered with by invaders, or particularly by the British, who were trying to either weaken people's faith in the authenticity and the maturity of the Vedic literature by putting in some type of statement, something like this, putting into the Vedic literature certain things that would support the interests of the British Raj, perhaps Christianity, Jesus Christ's existence. His authenticity in the eyes of the Vedas. Certainly there was a concerted effort on part of the British Raj in order to discredit Vedic culture, in order to be able to make their own cultural conquest, which would naturally then lead to a political, economic conquest of India as well, and they did succeed very cleverly for some time. And then on the other side, there's the Indologists, professors of Asian studies and so on, who don't accept that all of the Vedic literatures were all written by Vyasadeva, who consider that there were different contributors to the Vedas. The different books are, some of them are just anthologies of different authors, that some texts have been interpolated and that things have been written into them. For instance, that the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, by the nature of its poetry, by the nature of its prose, by the nature of the language and the complexity of the Sanskrit, is considered to be an interpolation. Even in the 10th canto, some of the pastimes are said that are chronologically not consistent, for which our acharyas say that because of Shukadev Goswami's great ecstasy in speaking about Krishna's pastimes, they claim to be insertions, and so are certain verses. And so this type of argument and debating goes back and forth. And as mentioned, I'm not a expert on the topic. I've read a little. But what is certainly of relevance to us, and something that Jiva Goswami has instructed us about, warned us about in Tattva Sandarbha, is that unless a text, an original Vedic text, is accompanied by its own parampara, and it has its supporting parampara to the present date, then you don't know what happened. You don't know, is the text in itself original? Has it been interpolated? Has things been taken out? Have things been added to it? Anything could have taken place. The only way you know is Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chititi Kariya Agya, is if you have a Guru Parampara who will actually support the validity of whatever statements are found in those texts, those scriptures. And that's why he points out, or one of the reasons that he points out, for the authenticity and the superiority, one of the superiorities of Srimad Bhagavatam as the Parama Praman, as the ultimate Vedic evidence, is that there is a existent Guru Parampara. There are others, but as far as we're concerned, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, to vouch for the authenticity of the entire text, verses itself, and so on. So that's a very important, in fact, the most important part. There may be many books with titles on them, whether it's Bhavishya Purana or Isha Purana, but who is there to actually tell us that what you're reading is authentic, what to speak of, explain to us what's actually contained within the text. And which obviously brings to mind Srila Prabhupada's statement that four books are enough. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion. So these four texts are enough to become Krishna conscious. And we had Srila Prabhupada, who actually then commented on them, vouched for their authenticity, and presented them to us in Parampara. If there are individuals, such as myself, who read and see so many other books, and I do, and sometimes it makes me uneasy, certain so-called references, then the primary consideration or question is, are these books supported by Parampara? When there are certain texts which I know and passages that Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Swan Acharya cite, I feel somewhat more comfortable in quoting them. But when they're just Vedic texts with which we know are in their original form certainly authentic because they're listed in the list of books that Srila Vyasadeva compiled, but whether what I have in my hand is what he wrote, that's something else. Who translated these, and very often many of them are translated by karmis, non-devotees. What version are these books? Have they really been interpolated for the sake of either composing or doing literature? One certainly is on shaking ground, but one place we're not on shaky ground is when, just like recently the question was asked about Nityananda Charita, whether our authors have, our acharyas have commented on the authenticity of certain texts. For instance, I know at one point there was, and I'd brought this up in one of the introductions to one of the Krishna and Vrindavan series books about Garga Samhita. Was Garga Samhita authentic? But when I came across a statement by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that lists Garga Samhita in the same breath as Srimad Bhagavatam and calls it a transcendental literature, then we know, all right, Garga Samhita is now authentic and can be cited. And he's talking about the original text, Garga Samhita, whether what we have today, how accurate that is, until our own Vaishnav scholars, and this is the purpose of our Sanskrit school in Govardhan, actually go through original texts, see different versions or translations, and give us their opinion, then laymen such as I are at a loss. And this, I think, is the most important aspect of the question. Is there such a book as the Isha Purana? Well, say there is. But who's to tell us? Where is the acharya that's going to tell us that this is something that he's received in parampara from its original source and is authentic, completely authentic, neither being extrapolated, neither has there anything been inserted into it, neither taken away, and it is as it is, and what it says you can rely on. Yes, Jesus Christ was predicted in Vedic literature. We don't. Therefore, even if just the book exists, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada didn't make any reference to that. And then, of course, if someone is doing research or writing, then such a topic may be relevant. But otherwise, for our own Krishna consciousness, four books are enough. Srila Prabhupada told us that if we just, in terms of us becoming Krishna conscious, my experience is not that the devotees are running out of books to read, is that generally devotees aren't even reading the four books that Srila Prabhupada gave. Read, and not only just read, but actually studying them in depth to the same degree that Srila Prabhupada wrote them, putting in the same type of energy, time, and focus. So, Hare Krishna, some thoughts on this subject matter of interpolated texts and the Isha Purana.